I was outclassed, I was staring into the flame. You were looking back, we must have been feeling the same.
Oh, I try and I fail, and no one's to blame. I hate the face in the mirror, and that hasn't changed, that hasn't changed.
Maybe all I need is to hear your voice. Maybe all I need is to hear your voice. Hear your voice, hear your voice. The rain was falling hard and steady.
That's Toronto-based The Young Novelists with Hear Your Voice from their sophomore album release, Made of Strangers. Made of Strangers is a fine slice of mostly mellow roots rock, featuring catchy tunes, thoughtful lyrics, and gorgeous harmonies. Whether performing as a duo or a full band, they put on a show that is definitely worth checking out. And guess what? They're in Guelph for a double CD release show with Sean William Clarke at Silence on June the 26th. We caught up with Graydon James and Laura Spink of The Young Novelists, at home in Toronto. So it's great to talk to you two tonight.
Oh, lovely to be here.
Hello.
I think it's a couple of years since I had a chance to chat with Graydon, and if I remember rightly, that was around the time of the last album release. And at that point, you were known as Graydon James and The Young Novelists. Now, the name has been shortened to The Young Novelists. Can you talk to us a little bit about why the change was made?
There's a few reasons, I think. One of the main ones, though, is we've been doing a lot more duo shows, both in Canada and also in the States recently. And so it made sense to shorten the name and just sort of have it be The Young Novelists, whether we're the duo or whether we're the band. It made it kind of easier. But also, I think it's kind of my role has evolved a little bit. Graydon is the songwriter. He writes all the music and the lyrics. But we often he'll come to me pretty early in the process, and we'll kind of go over things and hash out tweak the melodies a little bit sometimes, and add the harmonies, and then go to the rest of the band with the songs and kind of build on the arrangements from there. So I feel like I've kind of taken on more of a creative role than I had initially, which has been really nice.
Does that feel more balanced for you, Graydon, with the fact that it's now the Young Novelists and not quite so prominent with you, as Laura's mentioned, being the main songwriter in the band?
I don't know if there's actually any pressure off of me in a certain sense, but you know, in performance there certainly is, because Laura really is, she's more than half the show as far as I'm concerned. We were talking about this earlier when Laura first was joining the band and she first was singing with us, that, you know, she kind of wanted to be at the back of the stage, literally like have a microphone set up at the back of the stage so that people wouldn't necessarily notice that she was there. But we were all much more interested in having her at the front of the stage and thought it was a better idea to have her at the front of the stage. And I think it was okay with you.
When we started the band 6 years ago, it just took a little while for me to get comfortable with the idea of being kind of at the front, that people were watching and paying attention to. For me, it's always been about the music and singing, and singing harmonies is my absolute favorite thing to do. And so I'm just so happy to get to do that with a lot of my time. And it was never really about people, you know, wanting people to watch me. But I've gotten more comfortable with that over the years, for sure.
I'm not quote unquote the front man. You know, there's a couple of people that are in the front, and I think taking the heat in terms of having people paying attention to what you're doing.
Now, the album was released, I think, at the end of April, is that right? But you seem like you've been on tour as much as you can since then. So you must be pretty happy with the way things have gone since it was actually put out there into the world.
Yeah, it's been really great. We all have kind of different schedules. Like a few of us have day jobs still that we're needing to navigate. Graydon is doing music full time, and John, the electric guitar player in the band, is a student, so he has some flexibility. But we're just trying to play as much as we can with our schedules. So that means that at the start of May we did a 9-day stint in the East Coast, and then since then we've just been pretty much every weekend and some weekdays as well, doing shows in Ontario and Quebec. So it's been busy, but it's been really great, and we've gotten to play some really great shows.
I will say too that the reception has been very good. I wouldn't complain at all about it, because you know, you're sitting in a studio with these songs and listening to them over and over, and you're never really sure how people are going to apprehend them. And when you release it, it's, you know, it's out there in the world. People can take it or leave it as they will. And the response that we've gotten from audiences and from critics and everything, the reviews that we've gotten and things like that, they've all been really positive. So we're pretty over the moon about that, about the reaction.
Can we talk about the songs themselves? We started off with Hear Your Voice. Beautiful harmonies on that. And again, that probably goes back to the fact that, you know, Laura is able to be a bigger part of what's going on. Can you talk about that song specifically, though, Graydon?
That song is actually about our son, because Laura and I have a son, and his name is Simon. He's 4 and a half now. And that song was written sort of about the time when he was first born, and Laura would sometimes go and visit friends or family, and I would be home still working the day job that I had, which was a mailman, as I'm sure you remember. And I would just, you know, as a new father, you're kind of like, yeah, for sure I'm going to miss these two people as they're going off and visiting friends and family, but maybe there's another aspect to it of being able to, you know, sleep through the night, because it can be a very trying time when there's a young one in the house. But there was no real extra sleep. There was no none of that really. It was just I'd be awake at 2 or 3 in the morning, and I'd be wondering what they were doing and missing them. And so that's where the song started.
Now, you're a published author as well. I think your first novel was The Mall of Small Frustrations. When you're working on songs, do you like to come up with the ideas are in a lyrical form and then work on a music to go with it? Or do you tend to have sort of a melody that perhaps comes to you and then you, you know, start to think about a lyric to put to it?
I've actually only ever written lyrics for a song first one time. I've always written music first and then lyrics. And the time that it was lyrics first and then music, it came together, but it was a much different process, and I didn't like it nearly as much. It just seems to be easier for me to kind of noodle around with guitar or piano or whatever and try to find a melody, and then from that melody hopefully find a lyrical idea that makes sense as a story.
Now, on the album itself, I think all of the songs are actually credited to the Young Novelist. Now, Laura, you mentioned the fact that the Graydon would come to you with a song and then you'd, you know, work on the arrangement as a band. Can you talk about that process?
Yeah, well, we just, all of the guys in the band kind of have their own aesthetic and things that they like. But a thing I think that we all have in common is that we pay really close attention to arrangements. So those ideas kind of get tried out, and then some of them get tossed aside, and then eventually we come up with a song that is similar to the original song that Graydon came to us with, but it's more refined, and it's more polished. And I think that's a really great thing about the collaborative process with the band, is getting those really nice polished songs in the end that have just really interesting arrangements. Unfortunately, though, it kind of sometimes makes the songs not super easy to just sort of pick up a guitar and play along to if that's, you know, if you're playing along to the record. There's a lot of, like, changes. It's not just, you know, kind of 1-4-5, 1-4-5, verse, chorus, verse, chorus thing. It's a lot of like pre-chorus, chorus, outro, and then chorus again. Or okay, that's actually probably not true, but it makes for very interesting songs though, and I love it. I love that.
Right, and I think that that's one of the things that when you start to listen to the album, and then suddenly was fairly obvious to me when I first picked it up, was the fact that these songs really do deserve to be listened to, because there's a, you know, there's a lot going on in them. And I like the fact that they have a structure that evolves through the song. It's not necessarily predictable. Is that something you like to do, Graydon?
I like to do that a lot. And I get some flack for it from the band in that it makes the songs harder to remember. and there's a greater chance of messing things up sometimes. But it's something that I certainly enjoy. I like writing bridges too, and outros, and like kind of weird additional parts to songs. Like the first song on the album has two bridges for no particular reason other than just I like multiple bridges.
Right, and that's the palindrome song, which we won't be able to play today. We've played on this show before, and it's certainly a great song. Can we talk about the recording process? I think that you worked with Carlin Nicholson on this album. Can you tell us a little bit about the recording of it?
Yeah, that was a pretty interesting process for us, because we had a producer who came in pretty early into the you know, arrangement time, you know, and had a hand in helping us arrange these songs a bit, and just had an outside ear too, because everybody who's helping to arrange the song up till that point is also in the middle of the song playing it. So you have a bit of a bias towards, you know, what you're actually hearing. If you're trying to sing as well, or if you're trying to play the drums at the same time, you know, there are things that you hear more easily and things that you don't hear as well. But somebody who's totally outside of it can be like, oh, you know, what's going on is this is happening, and that person needs to change with this, what they're doing here. And so Carlin really came in and had a big hand in helping us kind of clean things up a little bit, but also, you know, just make some choices about what we wanted to do. And he's got a huge love of the Beatles and the Beach Boys, which are two of our big influences because of the harmonies. And so he has a very good ear for harmonies and for where to add them and where to take them away and you know, how they can be used for maximum impact.
Talking of harmonies, I'd like to take a break and play one of my favorite tracks on the album. That is Always Make the Mistake, which I think gives Laura a really strong part, but also has some beautiful harmonies in it. Can you talk about this song before we play it?
This song it's about a love triangle. And I think one of the things that I find interesting about the fact that Laura sings it is I originally wrote it. I write the songs just for my own self to sing, lyrically speaking. So it started out as being a love triangle with, you know, a standard woman and man couple. And then I was sort of the interloping man coming in, you know, if you look at the story in that way. And now it's Laura who's coming in to sort of disrupt this couple. So it's now a very different kind of a love triangle. And I think that that is a very interesting change on the story. And I like that a lot about it.
It's a great song. Let's play that now. This is The Young Novelists from their new album. It's entitled Made of Strangers and a song entitled Always Make the Mistake. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall.
Perhaps I will see you soon.
That's the Young Novelists with Always Make the Mistake from their new album, Made of Strangers. Laura Spink and Graydon James are our guests on Folk Roots Radio. They will be in Guelph for a show at Silence on June the 26th. It's actually a double CD release show featuring Sean William Clark from Toronto. It promises to be a great evening. Check out folkrootsradio.com for all the details on the show. I wanted to talk about the live experience because it goes back to something that Laura said, and I think an important thing to think about when we consider how challenging it is to make a living with music in today's climate, and that's the fact that you have to be flexible. Laura, you mentioned about needing to be a duo for some shows and then being a band for others. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, well, we made the decision a year ago that we wanted to start touring in the United States, and it became very obvious right away that we weren't going to be able to bring the band. Like, first off, just the fees of the money spent to get the visas that you need to go across are pretty expensive, which is a frustrating thing. But then, yeah, just, you know, making it worth your while and entering a new market, we just thought it made more sense to do that as a duo. But and then even, you know, some places in Canada as well, it's nice to have that flexibility. Some venues are not really equipped to have a band, and so they prefer to have a you know, more scaled down, acoustified kind of version. So the fact that we can do both has really actually kind of opened up our the options for us of what we can do, which has been really awesome. So we can do the, you know, the smaller stripped down house concerts, and we can do the full on rock, folk rock shows, which we really do love to do. But yeah, it's been really great that we have that option.
It's nice to take advantage of the band when we have the chance. Like, for example, the show coming up in Guelph, we'll be playing as a full band, and we're going to have a kind of a, not, you know, full on rock out, but it's going to rock out.
When you talk about a full band, is that a five or six piece?
Yeah, and we have, you know, bass, electric guitar, drums, the two of us singing, and I'm playing acoustic as well.
When you come to Guelph, you're going to be part of a show that will feature Sean Clark, or Sean William Clark, as he's known through his music. I gather you guys know each other pretty well.
We do, yeah. He's a great friend of ours, and we've known him for quite a while. I don't know how long it's been, but we've shared the stage with him. He opened our EP release show.
Yeah,
I think at the Dakota Tavern back in
2011. 11. The year.
He's great, and we've just kind of done some fun things. He did a ukulele one song a week thing last year, and we were involved in collaborating with him on that. But he is a lovely human,
and makes wonderful music.
Absolutely, I actually had a chance to interview him just a few days ago, and I think that interview will be playing on this show. And I don't know if it's going to play before you or after you. We'll find out when it happens. Can we talk about what people can expect when they come to a Young Novelist show?
I think the first thing is harmonies. So there are certainly a lot of harmonies, and we have always loved harmonies. And I think we love trying to find a way to make our voices blend, you know, in that kind of magical way that they sometimes can. If you're doing everything right and hitting everything correctly, then there's this kind of magical feeling that comes when you have just the perfect harmonies. But and then the other thing is, you know, that we pay as much attention to the arrangement as we do to the harmony stuff. So there are a lot of little moments and little, I think, bits and pieces from each of the different musicians that make it an interesting show. At least I hope so.
Like everything from, you know, the really wonderful guitar solo that John plays, to the really animated drumming that Mike, our drummer, is famous for. He's just so fun to watch. Sometimes I get caught up in watching him when I look back. He's just so into it. It's awesome. And then Alan is on bass, and he's kind of a newer addition to the band, and he's just been doing such a great job.
Well, it promises to be a wonderful night. We're certainly looking forward to it. If people want to learn more about the Young Novelist, how should they do that?
They should go to theyoungnovelist.com. That's a great way for them to learn everything they need to learn and find out all of the shows and all the social media links and everything. We actually just revamped our website. Janine Stoll, an amazing website graphic designer out of Hamilton, designed the website, and she did an awesome job. And so that's probably the first place, but we're also on Facebook and Twitter and all of those places that you would find.
The YouTube,
and yes, all of those things. Yeah, so definitely check us out. And the nice thing, actually, I should mention on our website is if you're kind of on the fence or you want to hear more of the album, you can hear full streams of all of the albums that we have out on our website. And then if you're interested, you can buy them, but you can listen to the albums in their entirety from the website. So you should do that if you are interested.
Well, that's wonderful. We have time for one more song, and I've selected Brothers in the Garage as the song that we're going to play. I sense there's a bit of a story here, Graydon. Am I right in thinking that?
There is, for sure. The idea of Brothers in the Garage is about, you know, people in bands together, trying to make music together, trying to be creative together, and that can be kind of an amazing thing, because when the creativity is flowing, then there can be some magical things that happen. But it can also be frustrating when people have different ideas and you know, creative types can be not as smooth as they always want to be. This particular story, though, is I was in a band. I was playing drums in a band, and the two sort of front people for the band were actually brothers, and they would every once in a while get into it in the way that brothers can get into it, and the bass player and I would just kind of take a break, and we would go walk down the street and just enjoy the fresh air and come back about a half hour later, and, you know, sometimes it would be very easy to get back into the song and just go back to rehearsing, and other times it would be, you know, kind of a bit of a bad air about the place, but, you know, we soldiered on and we just kept trying to do the best we could, and it was a really amazing time, and because it was, you know, a powerfully creative band, but it was interesting to see that dynamic, and so I just kind of started to think about having a song about that dynamic.
And we should call that your Oasis story. That sounds very much like the Gallagher brothers. Probably not quite as dramatic, but certainly quite strong from that point of view. Look, I wanted to thank you both for spending the time to talk to us today. Graydon James, Laura Spink, it's been a pleasure to talk to you. We'll finish today with Brothers in the Garage from the wonderful album Made of Strangers. And we'll look forward to seeing you in Guelph in a couple of weeks.
Thanks so much, Jan.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
You're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall.
Reputation earned. Don't you recall?